الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continue our discussion with regards to زكاة بهيمة الأنعام زكاة السائمة من بهيمة الأنعام the زكاة on the cattle that grazed the free land. And we have seen a number of affairs with regards to this. And we have come to the issue of al-khulta. Al-khulta, meaning mixing the wealth here. Mixing the wealth. And again, we're discussing the issue of the animals, the cattle. And the cattle possibly could be mixed, meaning there could be partnership in the ownership of this particular particular type of wealth. So this is the issue now, whenever there's dual ownership or there is partnership in owning these animals, how will the zakat be determined? And when will the mixing of this wealth or this partnership be considered, and when would it not be considered? With regards to the obligation of paying zakat. So again, khulta, literally it means to mix. What is meant here, or what is intended here, is that of that two or more people, they will share in the wealth of these cattle. They'll share in the wealth of these cattle. So the people of Nahr, as they say, al-khulta huna, nu'an, is two types. With regards to this issue of zakat, behemat al-an'am, the khulta is two types, khulta tu a'yan wa khulta tu awsaf. Khulta tu a'yan wa khulta tu awsaf. And khulta tu a'yan, this is whenever two people or more, they will all share partnership, or they will have a partnership in the ownership of these particular animals. And it will occur by way of inheritance or by way of purchasing them and the likes like this. For example, and this particular khulta here, there's nothing distinguishing one portion of wealth from the other. They're all sharing in the ownership of these particular animals without any distinguishment between the property of the two. For example, two brothers, they would inherit from their father a farm. They inherited 40 sheep. And these sheep are mixed together. And the property of each one is not distinguished yet because the inheritance was not divided. Because the inheritance was not divided. And the inheritance is there and they each have their portion, but the wealth was not divided yet. So there's 40 sheep there, but they haven't been divided. So if the whole goes by on these 40 sheep, then there's going to be zakat on them before they're divided. You understand that? Before they're divided up, they will go by and there will be zakat on them. But if they divided the wealth up, and now this one is known, he has 20 and he has 20 and his 20 are known from his 20, now they do not reach the nisab. Now they did not reach the nisab. We understand the difference between the two. So we have somebody, they share in 40 sheep, they're all together, and it's not known. These 20 are his and these 20 are his. They're all mixed together without any way to distinguish. They know that he owns half of them and he owns half of them. But there's no distinguishing factor between them. So this is called khultatu a'yan. We understand this part here? So this is the case. This is one type of mixing of the wealth. Meaning it's yani mulkul musha' baynahuma. It's just general ownership between the two. And there's nothing to distinguish this one from this one. They look at these 40 sheep and he say that 20 of them are mine and 20 of them are yours. But we don't know which 20. This hasn't been divided yet. So it's all mixed together without anything to divide between the two. This is one type of khulta. The other type of khulta is called khulta to awsaf. And this is whenever the wealth is distinguished. We'll say again, there's two people, they have 40 sheep, but it's distinguished. This is his 20 and this is his 20. These are his 20, these are his 20. They're distinguished. They're branded, for example, or they're tagged, or whatever they could. He knows his animals and he knows his animals. But they're mixed together. But they're mixed together, meaning in the same farm, for example. But it's known that these animals are for so-and-so, and these animals are for so-and-so. They're able to distinguish their wealth. So this khulta here is going to be considered awsaf. This one here is going to be considered awsaf. So the khulta to ayan, it will either be by inheritance or by buying. And they inherited these 40 sheep, for example. Or two people, they bought 40 sheep together. So they went to somebody and they purchased 40 sheep. Their 40 sheep came to their ranch. But it's not divided yet. So now all their money is together. It's mixed together. And there's no way to distinguish from the two. This khulta here is called ayan. 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 The other type of khulta is called awsaf. Awsaf. This is whenever their wealth is distinguished. They inherited 40 and then they divided them up. 20. These 20 are yours, these 20 are mine. Or they purchased 40 together. And then after they purchased them, they divided them up. These 20 are yours and these 20 are his. Like this. They're divided up. And now they're distinguished and this is his. These are his animals and these are his animals. We understand this part now? So with regards to khulta to awsaf, the one whenever their wealth is distinguished. When will this mixing be considered? The people of knowledge, they mentioned that there are conditions that must be met. That the animals, they must share in five affairs. In the murah. The murah is the mabit, makan al-mabit, the place where they sleep. And in the masrah, and the place where they go out to graze. And in the mahlab, the place where they the place where they are milked, and in the ra'i and in the fahal, and the place where they're grazing, they're all grazing the same land, and also they have the same fahal. The same fahal is the male animal that is the male, and the one that is used for reproduction So if these things are all the same, then this khulta would be considered. And if not, then each person has his own wealth. If these are all found here in the both of their wealth and the both of their animals, then now the khulta would have effect, and their wealth would be, with regards to counting and paying zakat, will be considered one. If he did not have these descriptions here, that's why it's called khulta to awsaf, the mixing of description. If they fit all these descriptions, and these animals they share in all these descriptions, then they will be considered as one, as the wealth of one person. They'll be counted together. If they reach the nisab, then they pay the wealth accordingly. If they don't reach the nisab, then they don't pay the wealth. If it's not like that, if they don't have all of these characteristics met, these conditions that we discuss, inshallah, met, then each one he will consider his own wealth. So if between them they have 40 and they share in all of these affairs, we're going to discuss them, inshallah, in detail. And they share in all of these affairs, then and the hawl goes on them, they have to pay one sheep. If they're all mixed together, but these affairs are not present, one of these affairs is missing or more, then he has 20, so neither one of them has to pay zakat. Neither one of them has to pay zakat. And this is again on the sa'ima, with all those previous conditions that we have discussed. So, for example, with the khulta to ayan, yani if they're all together without any way to distinguish from them, and one of them died, what happens? It's on both of them. They split that loss. But if they're distinguished, it's khulta to awsaf, the animals are distinguished and one of them died, then the other one, he has no guarantee on that. He does not have no dhaman on that. He does not have to do, his died, that's his that died. As for his didn't die, alhamdulillah. So he doesn't have to pay anything for that. Because this now wealth here is distinguished and separate. We understand that? 20 of them are his and 20 of them are his, but they don't know. It hasn't been divided yet, which 20. They just have them all mixed together like this without any determination of which one belongs to who. which one belongs to who, but they all share in that. If one of them died, then they both share in that loss. But if they're split and each one has his own share, these are his 20 and these are his 20, and then one of them died, then it would be any the death or the loss of the one who owned the one that died. And the one who did not own that, it would not any affect his wealth, or there would be no burden upon him, or he would not have to pay any dhaman, that he doesn't have to pay any recompense for that. And in order for this mixing now to take effect or to have an effect in the zakat, they have to meet conditions. But even before there's zakat, we'll say this person, he has, they're all on the same ranch. He has 20 goats and he has 20 goats. One of his goats died. It doesn't have anything to do with his goats on the other person. You understand? Because they're completely separate. They're on the same ranch. They're in the same holding, but he knows his 20 and he knows his 20. So if one of his dies, there's no guarantee, or he doesn't have to pay, his partner doesn't have to pay anything for that. It's not a loss from his wealth, it's a loss from his wealth. So we're trying to identify the difference between the two. You understand now?
The zakah is applied to both.
Well, we will see. Now, if the conditions are met, then the zakat will be applied to both of them. If the conditions are not met, the zakat will not be applied to both of them. This is what we're going to discuss. We want to be able to identify the difference between the ayan and the osaf. So the ayan, all the wealth is mixed up together. All the wealth is mixed up together. No, that's both of their wealth, but they don't know which one is which. Maybe he has this many females, this many males, this many babies, right? This one is a jada'a, this one is a thaniya. It's different, their animals are different. But they haven't divided them yet. There's 40 of them, but they haven't been divided. You get this many females, he gets that many females. You get this many, like this. It's all mixed together. So if the whole goes over that, then they all pay zakat. This one is easy because it's all mixed together without any way to distinguish from them. So they're sharing partnership in that. If one of them dies, then they both take a loss. Right? If one of them dies, they both take a loss. If this wealth goes, if the whole goes over this wealth, then they both pay zakat on it and they split it down the middle. They're gonna split the zakat down the middle. This is yani the khulta in the ayan. Then there's the khulta and the awsaf. What if now somebody said, okay, these are your 20 and these are his 20? Now there's a different ruling. These are your 20 and these are his 20. All on the same farm. He brands them or he marks them. They're identified. He knows that these are his and he knows that these are his. Right? So in this situation is different. For example, to show the difference, if one of them died, the other one will not bear the burden of that. You understand? Because they're separate now. The one that's tagged for so-and-so, his died. The wolf got him. The one who is tagged for the other person, the wolf didn't get anything from his. He does not take a loss because their wealth is completely different. Although it's mixed together, it's identified. It's identified. Okay? This is called khultatu awsaf. They're mixed together, but they're identified. They know they're able to distinguish between the two. So, in order for the zakat to take effect in the likes of these, in order for the zakat, for this khulta here of the awsaf to have effect in the zakat or not, or in the nisab and in paying zakat, then they have to share in these affairs here. And if they have to share in the fahl, any meaning if they're from the dha'an, it has to have the same khuruf. Any the same khuruf. If it's from the ma'iz, they have to have the same taste. Like this, the same taste. If it's dha'an, then they have to have the same khuruf. If it's the ma'iz has to have the same taste. They all have the same fahl. And likewise the ibil. The fahad of the ibil is called jamal. So these naqa, they have the same jamal that's impregnating them. And his and his. And there's one fahad that's impregnating all of them. They share in that. Likewise the bakr. The fahad of the bakr is called thawr. The bull. So those people who have, they're sharing in cows. But these cows, they have one bull. So now after that, they have the fahad. Then the masrah. Masrah, meaning that they go out and they come in at the same time. They go out and they come in at the same time. The masrah, yani the place they go out to the pasture and they come at the in the pasture at the same time. And likewise the mar'ah, meaning the place that they pasture, the that they're eating from. It's all the same. It's all, it doesn't have to be the exact same grass, but it's in the same land, the same area. Would not say, oh, you graze your cattle here, I graze my cattle here. La, they all graze the same land. They all graze the same land. Like this. So they have to also be the same like this. And the mahlab. The mahlab is the place where they're milked. This has to be the same likewise for all of the animals. And also the murah. The murah is makanul mabit, the place where they sleep. If these descriptions here are all met and these animals that are mixed, if these descriptions here are met and these animals that are mixed, then now they share in the zakat. Now they share in the zakat. If these conditions are not met and the animals are mixed, then they will not share in zakat. Then they will not share in zakat. Everyone will be considered his own wealth. When will mixing the wealth in, be considered? Whenever they first, whenever they're osaf, and the wealth is distinguished, his animals are distinguished from his, and then they also all share, all the animals that share in these things here. At this time, then that wealth with regards to the zakat will be considered one wealth. If they reach the nisab altogether, then whatever nisab they reach, they pay that together. If they have to pay one sheep, the worker, he's going to take one sheep. He's not going to look from which one, that one or this one. He's going to take one of them. If he takes the sheep from him, the other person has to pay him the price of half of that. If there are three of them working together, and then if three of them working together and they meet all these conditions and their wealth is distinguished and they know, and they have to pay one sheep, then they're going to take one of them. So whoever they take, the other two are going to give him a third of the cost. You understand? They're going to get the raja'ani bis-sawiyyah. This will come in the hadith. They're going to, whoever they took the sheep from him. So the partner, he's going to pay his percentage, or the partners, they're going to pay their percentage of that. Of that sheep. So this is how they will pay the zakat.
That's something that's good to know. We didn't
know
that.
Allah mustahan. Allah mustahan. Allah mustahan.
One sheep,
he
like 200-300 camels. But you have five, he have 10, he worked for people. But he runs the whole show.
Uh-huh.
Didn't even see him like from year to year.
You have to learn these things. If anybody who's going to embark upon this affair, then he has to learn these things. It's an obligation. Yeah. It's an obligation. So some of these details would be considered fard kifaya for some of us. Fard kifaya for some of us. And they could be considered fard ayn for others. And they could be considered fard ayn for others. So whenever a person, he's going to get involved in something, now that something become obligatory for him to learn the ruling of that. It become obligatory for him to learn the ruling of that. Is what's allowed for him in that, and what is not allowed for him in that, and the likes like this. And what is the laws and the legal ways? What is the law allowed with regards to that? Somebody is going to get involved in business. Whatever business he's going to get involved in, he has to learn what is permissible for him in that, and what is not permissible. If a person, he wants to be a doctor, he has to learn what is allowed for him and what is not allowed for him. He has to abide by that. He has to abide by that. So all of these things, if a person, he wants to go to school, he has to learn what's allowed for him and what's not allowed for him. Like this, many people, they're going to school and it's not allowed for them. And they're learning sciences that are not allowed for them. And they're embarking and hoping to have jobs that are in reality, they're not allowed for them. And this is a bad way. And this is a bad way. And this is because of ignorance and showing preference for this life and not having care and concern for the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the point is, yani, to know these things, especially for those who it's incumbent upon them, yani, to know. Yani, from those who are involved in this affair. So from those who are involved in this affair. Sheikh Uthaymeen, he mentioned that, yani, many of these descriptions here are taken from the customs of the Arabs in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what they how they considered this affair. And likewise, yani, it has been mentioned in the hadith, the long hadith that we keep referring to, of Abu Bakr in the Sadaqah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in this narration, وَلَا يُجْمَعُ بَيْنَ مُتَفَرِّقٍ وَلَا يُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ مُجْتَمِعٍ خَشْيَةَ الصَّدَقَةِ وَمَا كَانَ بَيْنَ خَلِيطَيْنِ فَإِنَّهُمَا يَتَرَاجَعَانِ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ. That is not allowed to combine between that which is separated from these animals, nor to separate that which is combined from these animals out of fear of of giving the zakat, out of fear of giving the zakat. And whoever has their wealth mixed, the two of them that have their wealth mixed, then they're going to go back to each other and divide it, yani the percentage. And like we have mentioned, فَإِنَّهُمَا يَتَرَاجَعَانِ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ. So there's an indication that this is something that is considered. And that which was considered from that khariṭ, from that khulṭa, were these descriptions here. So this is what the majority of the scholars, they have mentioned with regards to this. So now we discuss the conditions. شروط اعتبار الخلطة. شروط اعتبار الخلطة. يعني في الأوصاف المذكورة. The conditions for this mixing of these animals. The first one is that أن تكون الخلطة في السائمة من بهيمة الأنعام. ولا تؤثر الخلطة في غيرها من الأموال. This is the first principle that we must realize. That the people of Nahr, as they say, that the khulta, mixing of the wealth, will only occur in the sa'imah. In the sa'imah from the behemat al-anam, those cattle that we have discussed before that are considered sa'imah. Only in these animals, and not from any other type of wealth. Not from any other type of wealth. The khulta here, what we're talking about khulta, yani is mixing more than one person's wealth together, partnership. Partnership and ownership. This is in zakat is only considered in the animals, in the cattle. It's not considered in the gold and the silver. It's not considered in the crops and the likes like this. It's not considered in the items that are for sale. The mixing is not considered in these affairs. Rather, every individual and every owner is held accountable for himself. As for with these animals, then the mixing is considered, but with these conditions that we discuss. The first one is this affair. The second one, and يكون الخريطان من أهل الزكاة, that the people who are mixing their animals together, their wealth together, when we say wealth here, we're talking about cattle, the سائمة, that both of them are from the people of zakat. What does that mean? Both of them are Muslims. Both of them are Muslims. If a man, he mixes wealth with a kafir, yani he has animals and his animals is mixed with the animals of a kafir, the khulta will not have any effect. Even if they met all the conditions, right? This khulta here, the mixing will not be take effect because his wealth is mixed with somebody who is not even allowed for him to pay zakat in the first place. And his zakat will not be accepted. You understand that? So the two partners sharing in these animals, they have to be Muslims. They have to be both Muslims. And he asked for if one of them was Muslim and the other one was not Muslim, then this issue that we're discussing now is not considered. The Muslim, he will look at his wealth only, and he will pay zakat on that. And as for the kafir, he will not be required to pay zakat. Rather, he'll be called to Islam and to the shahadatain first. But it's allowed. It's allowed for them to work together, yani? And that which is good, that which is allowed in Islam, to work like that. But will the issue of khulta have effect? Would he count his wealth along with the other's wealth? La. Not until both of them are Muslims. Not until both of them are from the people of zakat. From the people of zakat.
Businesses, okay, to partners with the kafir?
Uh-huh.
Other businesses.
Other businesses. Even in this is allowed. In any business, no doubt. No doubt. In that which is permissible, that which is allowed. Yani, if there's a benefit in that, it's allowed. It's allowed. Yani, if he's trustworthy in the likes like this, and then the business is good, and it's the business is halal and allowed, then no doubt. Yani, no doubt. Even here, it's allowed. It's allowed for a man to have his animals with the animals of a non-Muslim. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the issue of paying zakat. And the fact that the animals are mixed together. We'll say both people, they have 20 and 20, so they got 40. And they meet all the requirements and all the conditions are all there, but he's not a Muslim. One of them is not a Muslim. So now he will not consider them as 40, he'll consider his animals only as 20. Had they both been Muslim, and they both shared in all these affairs, then they would consider their wealth as one wealth, and they'll pay zakat on that. So since he's not a Muslim, he will look at his portion. He only has 20. He has no zakat. If we look at both of them, they're both Muslim, and they both have 20, and they both share in all these characteristics. And now they have 40. So now they have to pay zakat.
Clear.
How they pay zakat? They're gonna give one sheep. They'll take it from either one. Whoever the man, whoever the worker takes it from, he takes it from him, and the other one is going to pay him his percentage of that. His percentage of that until they yataraja'ani bis-sawiyyah. They both pay the exact same amount. They both paid the exact same amount. And the third condition, the people of knowledge, they mentioned, and يَخْتَرِطَ فِي nisab, that they share in having the nisab. So if they're sharing together, but they don't reach the nisab, there's no zakat. And there's no zakat in the first place. So the fact that they're mixed together is not going to change the affair. It's not going to change the affair. This one has 15 and this one has 15 from the ghanam. For example, that's only 30. The nisab is 40. So they don't reach the nisab. This one has 30, this one has 10. And they're mixed together. Now they reach the nisab. So then another condition is that they are mixed together the entire hawl. The entire hawl. They're mixed together and they're in this manner the entire year. The entire year. As for if it's part of the year, then it will not count. It will not count. So they're going to look at the nisab and look at the year and the mixing of the animals. If the animals are mixed for the whole year, then they will be considered the khulta tukunu mu'athira, meaning they'll be considered as one wealth. And whenever the khulta is considered, that means that the wealth is going to be looked at as the wealth of one person. Whenever the khulta is not considered, that means their wealth is going to be considered according to each individual owner. We understand? Whenever the khulta is considered, then their wealth is going to be looked at as the wealth of one person. They're going to add up everything and pay the zakat of one person. If the khulta is not considered, they're going to look at the wealth of each individual. If he has the nisab and the hawl, then he pays zakat. If he has the nisab and the hawl, he pays the zakat. If not, there's no zakat. So this is going to determine whether they're going to look at their wealth as the wealth of one person or they're going to look at their wealth as individuals. Whenever there's khulta, it's considered the wealth of one person with regards to giving the zakat. With regards to giving the zakat. So for example, if two people share in the wealth, and one of them he has a third of the wealth, and the other he has two-thirds of the wealth. So the zakat is going to be between them accordingly. And one person he will pay a third, and the other one he will pay two-thirds. Like this. وَإِنَّهُمَ يَتَرَاجَعَانِ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ They're going to go back according to what they own, the percentage of that they own. We understand that? Their wealth is mixed together. He has 20, he has 20. They got 40. They have to pay one sheep. They take his sheep, the other one he pays him half of that. Huh? So they both paid half. One person he has 30 ghanam, and the other one he has 10. He has 3/4 and he has 1/4. So therefore here, whenever he pays zakat, if they take the zakat from the man who has the most sheep, then the one who has 1/4, he's going to pay 1/4 of that. Because that's the percentage that he owns, yani from the affair. So this is the case here. We understand that portion? Jazakum Allahu khairan. If two people, they're sharing the cattle, and they're mixed together. But we'll say again, that we'll stick with the sheep because it's easy. So that they have, this one has 20 and this one has 20. So, but and they're mixed together. So they reach the nisab. But this one, he has them for sale. And this one, he has them for the milk and the meat and the likes. Will the khulta take effect now? No, it will not take effect. Because this one, the zakat for this one is different for the zakat for this one. So although they're mixed together, this mixing here is not considered because this one he has intended to sell his, and this one has intended to keep his. So this one will have the zakat of Bahimat al-An'am, and this one will have zakat Arud al-Tijara. So therefore, you not mix them together. We understand that. So the first condition is that they are sa'imah. And the second condition is that both of them are from the people of zakat. And the third condition is that they share in the nisab. They share in the nisab, and then after that, the fourth condition was the hawl. They share together and they're mixed together in the hawl. And then the fifth condition, what was that?
Intention has to be the same.
The intention has to be the same for them. Five conditions. Naam? If all of these conditions are present, then what are they're going to do? They're going to count their animals as one wealth and give the zakat as if it's all together. We give the zakat as if it's all one wealth. And then they share in that. We understand? Along with the conditions of the masrah and the mar'ah and the mahlab and the murah and the likes like this, those are the osaf that must be present along with these affairs here. If all of that is present, then the wealth is treated as one wealth with regards to zakat. If these issues are not present, then the wealth is considered individual wealth, even if they're mixed together, yani, apparently. We understand that. Alhamdulillah. So now we discuss the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to this. ولا يجمع بين متفرق ولا يفرق بين مجتمع خشية الصدقة. That you cannot combine between those that are separate, nor separate from those that are combined, out of fear of paying the zakat. And so this is intended from one aspect for the owners of the wealth, and from another aspect from the workers who's gathering the wealth. So it's not allowed for the owners who own the wealth to gather or separate their wealth in order to flee from the paying zakat, or to pay lesser than the zakat, because the mixing here could either make the zakat obligatory or make the zakat more, or separating likewise the mixing, whether you consider mixing or not mixing. And if you're mixing, you put them together. If you're not mixing, you separate them. So this issue here of mixing and separating, it could either make the zakat obligatory upon them, or it can make the zakat fall off from them, or it can make the zakat more. They could pay more. It could increase because of that, or decrease because of that. And so with regards to the affair of mixing or not mixing, these are the affairs that could happen. Possibly, by mixing, they now have the obligation of zakat. Or by not mixing, the obligation of zakat may fall off. Or maybe the zakat, instead of paying one, they'll pay two. Or it would increase upon them and be more. Or maybe it will be less, it will be lighter. So this khulta, or ta'thir al-khulta, can al-khulta tufidu is ijaban wa iskatan wa taghlidan wa takhfifan. And this is what the scholars, they mention. So either it can make the zakat obligatory before it was not, or it can make the zakat fall off entirely, or it can make the zakat more severe, and it would cost more, or it can make it lighter. So these issues here, we discussed them.
It's for the workers.
Yeah, for the workers and for those.
What's for the workers? Mixing and non-mixing is for the workers.
For the workers and also for the owners as well.
Yeah.
And also for the owners. So there's an aspect that is directed toward the worker, and it's an aspect that is directed to the owners. So it goes both ways. So the advice, it goes both ways. So for example, a person, he has 30 sheep, and another person, he has 10 sheep. For example, we have Zayd over here, he has 30, and we have Amr over here, he has 10. Maybe they're neighbors. So if we look at his by himself, then neither one of them have zakat. But if we put them together, then they're going to have to pay one sheep. So if they're not together, it's not allowed for the worker to come and say, oh, I'm putting yours together, and now you guys have to pay a sheep. لا يجمع بين متفرق like this خشية الصدقة, and hopes to, and here for the worker hoping to get the sadaqah. لا, this is his, he has 30, he doesn't have to pay zakat. This is his, he has 10, he doesn't have to pay zakat. It's not allowed for the worker to come and gather them together and to consider them one whenever they do not meet those conditions. Maybe there will be three people, each one of them has 40 sheep by himself. Each one of them has 40 sheep by himself. Three people, each one has 40 sheep by himself. How much do they have to pay?
One sheep.
A piece. Each one of them pays one sheep a piece. If they mix them together, how many do they have?
One sheep.
If they mix them together, how many do they have now? 40 times 3 is what?
120.
Is 120. How much is this cat for 120?
One sheep.
One sheep. Huh? From 40 to 120 is?
One sheep.
If you put them together, now they only have to pay one sheep. So they're going to split three ways, one sheep. Right? So they couldn't not meet these conditions. It's not allowed for them to not meet these conditions. And then whenever the worker comes, say, oh, no, all our money is together. We have 120 together. And then they pay one sheep. And then they split that three ways amongst themselves, and they get out of paying the obligation of one sheep each. You understand? So this is not allowed here. لا يجمع بين متفرق خشية الصدقة. It's not allowed to gather between that which is separated out of fear of paying the zakat. If they had a good intention, it's allowed for them all to mix their wealth. We shouldn't be misunderstood. It's allowed for them 40-40-40 to mix their wealth. And they meet all these conditions. And if it's a benefit for them, maybe one person, he has the ranch, for example, or their partners on the land, or whatever the case may be, it's allowed to mix the wealth for a good intention, not for the intention of getting away from the sadaqah. If they mix their wealth with hopes to flee from paying zakat, now this is blameworthy. This is not allowed. This is called hila, waliyadu billah. But if they mix their wealth, any from the beginning, with a good intention, then the mixing is considered. So if they mix with a good intention from the beginning and they had 120 and the man came to take the wealth, or they'll pay one sheep, alhamdulillah, and that's what's obligatory upon them. The problem is now is if they're not mixing. They're not mixing the whole year. And then they claim that they're mixing whenever they pay zakat in order to flee away from paying yani more. This is not allowed. So here the khulta to feed with takhfif. It makes the amount to pay less. It makes the amount to pay less. So if the khutbah is legislated and lawful, then that's allowed for them. And if not, it's not allowed for them. They'll have to pay according to each individual. Likewise, the statement, وَلَا يُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ مُجْتَمِعٍ. And also you should not separate between the ones that are gathered. So the wealth that's literally gathered together, people are sharing together in their wealth and it meet those conditions, it's not allowed to separate between them. And it's not allowed to separate between them. For example, two men, they own 220 sheep. And they're mixed together. Khulpatu awsaf. They have 220 sheep. How many do they have each?
110
each. So 110 each. If they pay individually, how many do they have to pay?
One each.
If they have, if they pay together, how many do they have to pay?
Two.
Three. They have to pay three. Because from 201, they have to pay three. They're going to have to pay three. So whenever they're mixed together, they have to pay three. So now it's not allowed for them to say, oh, no. He's got 110, I got 110. So he pays one and I pay one. That whenever it comes, because they have been mixed this whole time, then they have to keep them mixed and pay the zakat according to the fact that they're mixed. So therefore, what's obligatory for them to do is to pay three. We understand that. So if they separate it now, it's going to lighten the affair. So the khulta here, afadat, it's a ghlil. They have to pay more. And to separate is going to make it lighter. So if they are initially separated, alhamdulillah, that's allowed. Likewise. But if they are together, it's not allowed to separate them out of fear of sadaqah. For example, another example, there's two people, they have 50 sheep each mixed together. One of them, he has 30, and the other one, he has 20. One of them has 30, and the other one has 20. If we look at each one individually, then they don't have to. There's no charity. There's no zakat. But whenever they're together, then they would have to pay
one sheep
because they have 50. So had they been sharing this wealth together the whole year, and when it's time to pay zakat, they have 50 together that have been sharing in the manner that preceded, it's not allowed for them at this time to separate them and say, no, I only have 30 and he only has 20, so we don't owe anything. Now they both owe one sheep. So the sheep will be taken from one of them and the other one he will pay until they yatarajani bis sawiyah. So he had 30, he had 20, so he's only going to have to pay his percentage that he owns. For example, we have two men, they have 80 sheep together and they have the khulta. And they had the khulta with the conditions for the whole year. So how many would they pay? Zakat, one sheep. So then it will not be allowed for the worker to come and say, oh, how is this? You have 40? And separate them and say, give me one sheep each. You understand? So here, if they separated it, it would make the zakat increase. So here, at tafriqa, tufidu at-taghlid, and it's going to make it more. But so this is the case. So if they're together, they would only pay one. But if they're separated, they'll have to pay two. So if they are truly together, it's not allowed for the worker to separate them. And if they were truly separated, it's not allowed for them to claim that they were mixed together. Mixed together. We understand this part? So this is the example. Or likewise, a person, they had two people, they have 220 sheep. They have 220 sheep. So how many do they have to pay? Three. They have to pay three. This is the example that we took. If they separated them, 210 and 110, they only have to pay one. So this is lightening the thing. So if they were truly together, they have to mention this and pay the zakat accordingly. And it's not allowed for them to separate. And if they are truly separated, it's not allowed for the worker to come and gather them. And the likes like this. And this is something that must be observed with regards to the cattle and the likes. Again, the people of knowledge, they say in this chapter here, لا أثر لخلطة المال وتفريقته في غير السائمة, that there's no effect in the zakat for mixing the wealth or separating it in other than these animals here. So whether you put the wealth together or you separate the wealth from the items that are for sale or from the dollars that you have or from the other aspects or from the crops and the likes like this, this doesn't have any effect in the zakat. Whether they're together, the wealth is together or separate. Every individual, his portion is considered to himself alone. Every portion is considered to himself alone. We understand that? So the fact that the wealth is mixed together and then they pay the zakat of one person, this is only in the issue of the animals. In the issue of the animals. We have the last issue here with regards to the zakat, behemoth al-anam, and this is if one person himself, his animals are separated. One person, for example, he has animals in Georgia and he has other animals in Alabama. He has animals in Georgia and animals in Alabama. And his own wealth is separated. He owns all of them. He owns 20 he owns 20 sheep in Georgia and 20 sheep in Alabama. Would he pay zakat or would he not pay zakat? There's an agreement if the wealth is divided or separated in different areas, but they're not in the distance of traveling. If it's not the distance of traveling, like he has 20 sheep here and 20 sheep in Tucker, for example. 20 sheep in Stone Mountain, 20 miles away, he has 20 more sheep, for example. The distance between the two is not the distance of traveling. It's not allowed to shorten the prayer between that. So if it's duna masafat al-qasr, then there's no difference of opinion about that. His wealth is considered one wealth. If the places of the animals are separate and they're in a distance away from each other, masafat al-qasr, then there's a difference of opinion. The majority of the scholars mentioned that it's still considered one, the wealth of one person. So therefore, for example, if he had, again, 20 sheep here in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and then he had 20 more sheep, for example, in Alabama, then he would count that together and he would have to pay one sheep because now he has 40. So the wealth of one person, if it's divided, the wealth here, we're talking about cattle, if it's divided, then it doesn't have any effect and Allah knows best. After this, we have the issue of zakat al-kharij min al-ard. Zakat al-kharij min al-ard. The zakat of that which comes from the earth. So this is the fourth topic that we discussed. First we have what? Zakat al-naqdain. And then zakat arud al-tijara. And then zakat al-sa'ima. And now zakat al-kharij min al-ard. So then these are al-amwal al-zakawiyyah. The four types of wealth. We mentioned in the beginning that there are five, but this is a different way to count, because in reality, the rikaz and the ma'din, this is something that comes from the earth. So we can count, if we count it in detail, we'll add, make more. But if we count it individually, then we will consider this from that. We understand that part. We discussed the zakat al-kharij min al-ard. And is zakat for that which comes from the earth, is what is included here, is the grain and the fruits, special any thimar, al-hubub with thimar, and likewise the honey, the asl, and also the rikaz, and also the ma'din. So there's the issue of the zakat in these affairs. Is there zakat in these affairs, and how is that determined, and what is the amount to pay, and the likes like this. We discuss these affairs, inshallah, in the class to come. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.